You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. This is the Hosting Hotline. We've got a great question today about pivoting.
Hello, Annette and Sarah. My name is Letitia Means. I am from Birmingham, Alabama. However, my husband and I have a listing short-term rental in Chalmette, Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans, about 15, 20 minutes away. And you guys have been such an inspiration to me. We started our journey of short-term rental where we purchased the house in Chalmette March 15th, and it is now May, and we are now ready to list or have started to list. One of the things I've learned from you all have been how to pivot. And in this process, when we thought we were going to go day-to-day rental, we end up having to do a 30-day or more rental due to the regulations in the county and in the city. So my question to you would be, what other ways in this process can you think of that you had to pivot? And can you give some examples of each? Thank you.
I love this question for many reasons. One of them being, she doesn't even have like a challenge right now where she's facing, but she's thinking ahead. And I really love it when people think ahead.
And Letitia, Annette wants to stay in Chalmette. Sorry, I had to do it. My dad jokes. And kudos to you. You're already pivoting. You could be boohooing and like, oh my gosh, this thing isn't happening. We're going to go to long-term. And just be prepared too. You might have some more, not you might, you will have some more headed your way. But Sarah, you've got kind of a hit list there of pivots that have taken place.
Well, let's learn from Letitia. And I'm hoping listeners, when you are, especially if you're in a more metro or more populated markets or regular, even if you're in a typical vacation rental market, this has happened. When you are doing your pro forma, when you're thinking about buying a property, you need to decide one of two things. If regulations change and there is no going to midterm rental, long-term rental, it is a vacation rental or bust. When you go to sell it, are you confident that XYZ will happen and you'll be happy? Or run those numbers with midterm rental and long-term rental and easy sell in mind. So let's learn from Letitia and how she pivoted. But she's asking us, what are other ways we've pivoted in our business and how we've done that? Some examples. And as I say this, Annette, I'm sure you'll have more ideas that'll pop into your mind. But
I do.
One being right now on our Instagram stories, we are sharing behind the scenes. I'm about ready to list one of our properties that is in a neighborhood that my idea was to midterm rent it, because in this neighborhood, it's a great school district. When people get in it, they don't want to leave. And so when they do want to renovate their homes, they don't want to change addresses either because their kiddos are in school. So they need to move to a furnished rental in order to go through those renovations.
Yeah. This is a neighborhood where everyone does like full guts. So they're out of their house for 6 to 12 months. And a couple of my friends have already done it where they have to rent an apartment. You know, they pay dual housing. And so Sarah was going to do that. But at the end of the day,
it just was too dicey for me. There is an entire apartment complex that pretty much dedicates itself to serving these individuals. So that is a little bit of proof of concept, but the landscaping there was a lot. Taxes are crazy high. When I ran the number of what if I had a month or two of vacancy, right? What would that do to my numbers? I didn't like it after a while. You know what? There wasn't a lot of competition for the curated home, but just not this point in my life. So we're selling it.
Letting it go. Let her go.
Yeah. So we pivoted there. Another way we've pivoted is offboarding high dollar clients. Mm-hmm. So owners we worked with, properties we worked with that paid us a lot of money in commissions. that we let go for a few reasons. One of them was the client wanted to change relationship. Essentially, they wanted us to manage just the cleaning aspect. And I had to make a decision of, we're not a cleaning company. We are a full service short-term rental management company. And I had, again, run numbers, figured some stuff out. And I realized that's not something I wanted to focus on just to keep that a little bit of that revenue. So we said no. Another client had some safety issues. We talked about this in a previous episode that I wasn't comfortable with. Even though we made a lot of money, we couldn't get on the same page with preventative safety situations. We weren't doing anything illegal, but I still didn't feel comfortable. We pivoted. We let you go. I'll find other properties. We'll figure it out. Third way that you might have to pivot, Leticia, is as you grow or as you delegate responsibilities to other people. For example, maybe you find a great cleaning team, or you find a great inspector or a guest services person to help you manage the guest communication. You hire them for that reason, but you find out that's actually not the best seat for them to sit in. Maybe you have to pivot their position. Maybe a cleaner is actually a really great inspector, or an inspector is a really good guest services agent, or a guest services agent that you tried out as an inspector needs to go back to being guest services. So being able to pivot there, just because you make a decision doesn't mean it needs to be final.
And I think this is like a behind the scenes pivoting too. We've pivoted banks, we've pivoted accountants, we've pivoted attorneys. Like there's just been, over time, as your needs change, all of the vendors that we've ever worked with have been great. But when we wanted to like niche down or get more focused, that caused us to take a look at those relationships and who would help us the most there. And the biggest thing too is pivoting like exactly what we want to be doing day to day, what type of properties, like what the portfolio looks like. So we're excited for you, Leticia, because it's just like you're going to keep having that loss aversion of like not holding on to things for so long too tightly, like know when it's time to either pivot or cut and run.
Just because you made the decision doesn't mean you need to stick with it. One of my favorite pieces of business advice I've gotten along the way is to make decisions fast. Mm-hmm. So when you make the decision and it's not working, pivot. The more you vacillate, the more mental mortgage it takes up, and you're gonna start to get stagnant. Mm-hmm. So don't be, you know, crazy town about it.
Knee jerk.
But you're smart, everyone out there. It's okay if you need to pivot with that.
And thanks for calling in too.
Yeah, Leticia. If you want to call in and have your question answered here on the podcast, go to thanksforvisiting.me. And in the upper right-hand corner is a red button. It says Ask TFE. We'll ask you to record your voice. We'll answer it here on the podcast. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.